Hello and a big welcome to the Pure Vacations podcast. My name is Dan Pratt and I'm the Chief Operating Officer here at Pure One Group. I'm joined by, of course, Wesley Baker, who's our CEO of Pure One Group, and Lisa Gunter from Baden Baden. And we're going to be talking all about what they do, what they offer, and looking at your quote there, it says the good, good life. So I'm excited to hear about that. So on today's show.
So, You have gardens.
You have to take the cuckoo clock.
I love German cars. I've got a Mercedes myself.
You can just sit like Tom Thumb in your little studio.
We are very famous for our cuisine.
So, do you have a lot of Black Forest Gatto then?
Journey with us to the corners of the earth, where stories come alive and dreams take flight. From the bustling streets of Tokyo to the serene shores of Bora Bora, every destination has a tale, and we're here to share it. Brought to you by the man who's trekked the peaks, dived the depths, and explored the vast expanse of our beautiful world. Here's your captain for today's adventure, the seasoned traveler and the voice of voyages, Wesley Baker. And alongside Wesley is Dan Pratt.
So just before we start off, I'd just like to say, Lisa, let us know who you are, and then we come on to Wesley. So Lisa, just say hello and tell us what you do.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the introduction, Dan. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Thank you for your time. And I'm really happy that I can tell you a little bit about Baden-Baden today and just tell you why the city is so beautiful and you should definitely come if you have never been here. So my name is Lisa Gunter. I'm 28 years old and I was born in the Black Forest, very close to Baden-Baden. I'm studied tourism in Austria. And then after my studies, I came back because the city is just so beautiful and the area of the Black Forest is amazing. So that was the reason I was coming back and I'm very happy to work here now for Baden-Baden tourism.
Fantastic. And looking forward to hearing a lot more details about that. And of course, Wesley Baker, thank you so much for being on as well. Pleasure to do this as always. How are
Indeed.
You?
I'm really looking forward to this one for a number of reasons. Lisa met one of our colleagues at a trade show and they got on very well. And she was convincing us as a travel company to feature Baden-Baden, which we will do down the line. But what was encouraging was that she kept on saying, you know, you've got to get these people onto a podcast. So I'm really excited about this because this is one of the rare occasions, Dan, that I don't actually know much about a destination. And so I'm going to plug a little bit and find out a little bit more. And it's interesting that Lisa literally moved, you know, studied and everything else and has stayed locally, which I always find amazing when you're in the tourism industry that people do that, which means that there's something there. And so that I really want to find out from Lisa exactly what it's all about.
That's great. And pleasure as always to have you here. And yeah, I'm really excited about this as well. So Lisa, so tell us, like, where is Baden-Baden and like kind of what are the key like USPs of it? Is it forest? Is it lake? Is it beach? Tell us, give us a bit of an overview.
Sure, I will be happy to do that. Thank you. So Baden-Baden is a small city in the southwest of Germany. So in the state of Baden-Württemberg, you might have heard about it. And we sit right at the edge of the Black Forest, the famous Schwarzwald, it's a German. And we are also very close to the French border. So geographically, we are right in the heart of Europe.
So perfectly positioned then, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have a lot of Black Forest Gatto then? Sorry, I had to say that.
That's... Brilliant cake there. I love that cake so much.
Yes, actually. So we are very famous for our cuisine here in generally in Baden-Württemberg. But of course, if you come to Baden-Baden, you definitely have to try the Black Forest cake. The real one, definitely. Brilliant.
Yeah, the real one. Okay, not the one from Iceland, Dan.
No. Right, yeah. Back in the days of when it was treacles and all
yeah,
sorts.
Yeah, I grew up in that on the 80s. I used to get... Anyway, let's not diverse down the food avenue.
Well, we can't wait.
So really, from my perspective, tell us the transport network, the way that if I was in the UK now or the United States or anywhere in the world, where would I fly to or how would I travel to this city? And what's the population of the city as well? Just give me an idea so I can visualize it.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good point. You already said it or asked it. We love to call Baden-Baden the smallest city in the world, Die kleinste Weltstadt, because actually Baden-Baden and the surrounding area only has 55,000
Wow.
people, inhabitants, so it's very small. But actually, it has so much to offer compared to so many different other cities. I will come to that later. We have a big cultural program offer. We have a lot of museums. We do have a Festspielhaus, festival hall. We do have the casino. We do have five-star hotels. So Baden-Baden has so many things to offer. And although we're so small, we are also very happy to be reachable by different ways. So we do have a regional airport, and we do have a daily flight into London, Stansted. So that's already a very good thing to know.
Who is that with? Who flies that route?
Ryanair.
Oh, Ryanair. So you have to run. You
Yes.
have to run along the runway with that one, Dan, and then flap
Yeah,
your arms to take off.
exactly. I'm surprised it's actually in your local airport, not 150 kilometers
No,
away,
this is probably it.
named Baden-Baden
They're
Airport.
probably using Baden-Baden for Berlin. That's
Yeah,
the
exactly. Yeah, Berlin Baden-Baden Airport.
Sorry, Lisa. We're joking. Carry on, please.
No, don't worry. So yeah, we are very happy about this local airport. It's just like 20 minutes drive into the city center. It's nothing. And people coming from overseas, from further directions away, we do have a very good I would say yeah, you can reach us also very good by train. So we do have only 1 hour to Stuttgart, 1 hour to Frankfurt, and there you have the big airports where all the overseas flights are landing.
Once you're
People
actually in the
are
airport, sorry, once you're
worried.
actually in the town, how do you kind of get around? Is public transport good, or is it mainly Ubers, or is it walking? Like, what's the kind of
Yeah.
transport
Well,
in the town itself?
can I add on top of this as well? Okay,
Sure.
I fly into Baden-Baden Airport, which
Yes.
I assume is a small little regional airport.
Yes.
How close is that to the small town or small city, and what is the transport network available for arriving? So say you arrive on a Ryanair flight or via an internal flight. I guess Lufthansa must fly there from its hubs, does it? Yeah. How does one get from the airport to the town? Is it just taxis? Is there a railway network? Is there buses? These are important questions that people, will need to know.
Definitely. Thank you so much for asking. Yeah. So you can just rent a car at the airport and then just drive into Baden-Baden. It's only 20 minutes drive. Or of course you can come by bus. So there's a direct way coming from the local airport into the city, also half an hour just by
So
bus.
you have taxis as well, yeah, and all those options are
Yes,
there.
of
Okay, right.
course, we do have taxis. That is not a problem at all. And then when you are in Baden-Baden, and that's a very nice thing we also like to point out, everything is in walking distance. So that means you can just leave your car in the parking space and then just walk everywhere. And that is the feeling we also want to give with Baden-Baden, to calm down, to relax, and to enjoy the calmness of Baden-Baden, that you don't need a car, you can just walk everywhere. Everything is in walking distance.
Okay, I've got a question then. In location in my mind, because I'm not looking at a map, in my location in my mind, if I was looking at Strasbourg, you're southeast of Strasbourg, is that correct?
Oh,
Or
now that is something I had
okay.
to. I'm very
No,
bad in
that's
geography.
fine. It's just
I'm
in my mind. I
sorry.
was just trying to think of the routes people might take. Okay,
So we are
well,
just 1 hour drive away from Strasbourg. It's very, very close to Strasbourg.
okay,
Yeah.
well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic information to know. So
Yes. And we are
that's good.
also very close to the sorry, Swiss border. So
Yeah,
you could
okay.
also fly into Basel and
Okay.
then come with the train. So
Okay.
we're in the southern part of Germany, and there are very many airports directly in the
In the
area.
vicinity. Okay. Just before I get on to the next question, rail network? Do you have a rail network into Baden-Baden?
No, we only have buses,
Okay.
and the buses are also the only thing which can drive into the city center. So no cars are allowed in the city center. Of course, if you want to drive to your hotel and park there, that is not a problem. But we do have a tunnel which leads all the cars out of the city center, so you can really enjoy the quiet and the beautiful feeling you get when you walk into Baden-Baden. I think definitely you have to come to Baden-Baden
Yes.
because you can feel it when you just come there. And Dan already mentioned it, you can already feel the good life when you walk into Baden-Baden, when you drive there and see everything.
Next question is seasonality. I'm assuming you get snowy in the winter and nice springs and warm summers.
Yes.
What are the seasons and when is the peak season and when is the lower season?
Yeah. So actually in Baden-Baden itself, the peak season is in summer, so right now July, August. But we also do have a very special month, and this is December, because we do have a Christmas market in Baden-Baden, and it's really amazing to get there. We sometimes have snow in the city, so you have everything you want. You have a Christmas market, you have snow, and you just feel the Christmas spirits you would like to enjoy in December. And the special thing about our Christmas market is that it has opened until the 6th of January. So
Wow.
you can also extend your stay and just stay a little bit longer in this Christmas mood and enjoy Baden-Baden at Christmas.
Okay. Now this is another question for you. Knowing you Germans, you do like your little festivals and stuff. Do you have any festivals in Baden-Baden itself? Do you have any particular things, times of years that festivals go on that every year they sort of come around that people should perhaps consider, whether that's flower festival, beer festival, I don't know. What type of things do you have?
Actually, I would say we're the city of festivals. So there are so many festivals we have in the city for every generation, for every kind of people, guests who are coming into the city. It's very difficult to name just one. But actually, what is really important is that, as I already said, we do have the festival hall. Festspielhaus in German called. And just last weekend, the London Symphony Orchestra played there. So
Oh,
I'm
wow.
very happy about this combination from Germany and the UK. What we also do have, what is very special for a small town as Baden-Baden, we do have the race course with horses. So people love to come in spring to the Spring Festival or in summer to the Grand Week, we love to call it. And we have it since 1855. So there's a lot of history behind it. In general, Baden-Baden is a city which is very famous for its history. And we had a lot of visitors from all over the world, but especially very famous visitors.
Okay.
So, for example, but I can come to that again later. Dostoyevsky stayed here, Brahms stayed here, Marlene Dietrich. So these are the famous people from some years ago, which made Baden-Baden in the history very special. But also, like in the last years, Victoria Beckham stayed here, and also Ed Sheeran played here for in Baden-Baden
Oh, wow.
for once or twice. And they are always coming again because when they've been here and seen Baden-Baden, they say they have to come again. They loved it.
Beautiful.
They really felt the good life. And we were very happy because actually 20 years ago, not the football team, the World Cup game in Germany. And then 20 years ago, just in the area, your team stayed here. So that's why Victoria Beckham and all the other women, they called it WEGS then 20 years ago, stayed in Baden-Baden in the famous Brenners Hotel. So that was just
Okay,
amazing for the city.
so describe that. Sorry, Dan, you're not going to get a word in on this show, I'm afraid. You can just sit like Tom Thumb in your little studio over there.
That's okay. I'll ask a question at the end, but that's fine.
Okay. So describe to me, because I bear in mind that I purposely didn't take any notes before this podcast, and I purposely didn't look up anything, not out of laziness, but out because I wanted you to sell it to me as a listener as well as a presenter. And so you've described quite a lot now. So I'm going to need the infrastructure there. I understand this. I understand there's very good festivals. I understand the transport network now. But what I don't understand yet, and you need to sell it to the listeners now, is what is Baden-Baden like? What does it look like if I'm walking now in the center? What's the architecture? What am I about to see? And what am I going to see outside cafes outside in the winter and the summer? Or is it just the summer? Am I going to see beer halls? Am I going to see small little tucked around restaurants? Give me that visual. So, is it medieval? Is it more modern? I need that visual now of what it looks like so I can close my eyes and imagine it.
Do you hear it? The world is calling. From untouched beaches to the heartbeats of age-old cities, Pure Vacations is your gateway to authentic travel experiences. We don't just take you to destinations. We dive deep into their soul, with expert insights, local secrets, and mesmerizing tales. Our online travel blog is your compass to the world's wonders. Pure Vacations. Discover. Explore. Be inspired. Your journey begins here. Visit purevacations.com.
So I welcome you to just close your eyes and imagine that you're walking through a city which was influenced by the French, closeness of French, and is still very hotel, or not hotel, but very Belle Epoque style. Okay. So we do have many old buildings from the past, because we were very happy that in the war the city was not destroyed, but we have many of the old buildings. And actually we do have one hotel which is called Belle Epoque. The Hotel Belle Epoque is one of our famous hotels. We do have many big buildings. We do have many castles in the city center, but also outside. And the most beautiful thing is that Baden-Baden is not only surrounded by the Black Forest and the nature, but we also do have nature within the city. So we do have the so-called famous called Lichtenthaler Allee, Lichtenthaler Avenue. It's a avenue surrounded by gardens, by parks, and it ends at a monastery quay.
Wow.
Monastery.
Fine. So just to go back on the transportation side of that, I'm just trying to think, do you know how long it takes to drive from say from Calais to where you are, Calais in France? Do you have any idea about that or not? I guess it's something we can look up then, probably.
I think I would have to look that up. I know that from Strasbourg, we need 1 hour by car.
Yeah. I'll have a look. Whilst we're talking, I'll be looking and researching that, because that's an interesting fact, because I'm quite interested about this place. I really am. So you have gardens. So one's assuming what is spring or summer or autumn a good time for the garden? What's the best time to visit the gardens there?
So Baden-Baden is also very famous for its roses. It's also called the secret rose capital of Europe. So especially now in summer with all the flowers, actually on our website, we do have a flower timetable when which flower is grooming, because people are so interested into that. So I would say definitely in summer, you can see all the very nice and beautiful flowers. For example, in the Rose Garden, we only had some weeks ago, we had the very famous Rose concerts outside in the Rose Garden. There was a concert playing, very nice. And you can just stroll around all those beautiful gardens with the very nice and beautiful flowers. But in addition, and I think that's something not so many people can imagine, we also do have the hills, and it feels more or less like walking through Tuscany on a hill, because we also have some palms. And due to the history, which I didn't mention yet, but I definitely have to mention, it's in the name Baden-Baden, which stands for bathing.
I was going to ask where the name derives from, actually.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for asking it. We do have two very famous and very important spas. The one is our oldest spa, which is called Friedrichsbad. It was founded next year. It's going to celebrate its 150 history. So there's a lot of history behind that bath. And then we do have the Caracalla Spa, which is a more modern spa. And those two spas are all built around the history of 2,000 years ago, the Romans found or experienced the city of Baden-Baden because of the thermal water. So we do have thermal water, which is also the reason why we're part of the Great Spa Towns of Europe. And since 5 years, we do have UNESCO World Heritage status. So
Wow.
that's all around build it. Our thermal spa, our thermal water here in Baden-Baden. And when you're here, you can experience that because we have some areas where you can still see the water. You can taste the water. It has 68 degrees, and it's just coming out of the ground. And people really used to drink it because in the past it said that you're going to get healthy again when you drink the thermal water.
Fantastic. It's really interesting. By the way, just to the listeners, if you're traveling from Calais to Baden-Baden, it's 6 hours in a car. So that's not too long. That's not too bad. So
Oh.
it's probably about 3 or 4.5 hours for you, Dan, from Paris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I live in Paris, so we quite often go on little holidays in the car. We generally go to Normandy, Brittany. We've been down to Chamonix, south of France. So this is now certainly on my list because it's very achievable to do
Definitely.
in the
I think
car.
so.
So
Yeah. It's good, good,
you
good
are
plan.
more than welcome to visit us. We would be so happy to greet every one of you. And I will be happy to show you around and to really show you how to enjoy the good life we have here in Baden-Baden.
You
It's
don't
very
want Dan. You don't want Dan there. You don't want Dan there. Me, that's a different matter. You don't want Dan.
good.
He goes everywhere in a pair of shorts, even in winter.
It's
So,
literally, yeah, February right through to November in shorts.
So, okay. So, we've touched a little bit on the history of the town. The town's got a bit of spa. It's got tremendous spa history there.
Yes.
When was it founded, and how long? I mean, how old is it? I mean, how far back does it go? Do you know that on the top of your head?
So the city was like the Romans found the city 2,000 years ago because
Wow.
of the thermal water. So that's when Baden-Baden has been
So it's
experienced the
basically
first time.
the thermal waters was
Yes.
the attraction to the area, and then from there the community have been built up around that.
Yes.
Okay, so you've mentioned you've got some great 5-star hotels there, and it's luxury. So what about for the moderate and the budget traveller? Do you have those sort of facilities there? Is it a town that caters for all, or is it a town town can sorry can't talk? Is it a city that caters more for more of a luxury product, or is it all over?
Yeah, so actually, the city and also the area is happy to welcome everyone. And with our 5 5-star hotels, we are very much happy about the luxury hotels, and we are also welcoming people who like luxury, who enjoy wellness, who just like to relax and escape from everyday life, especially right now because the world is crazy. So that's what we also want to offer with Baden-Baden, an escape from everyday life, people to come down and relax. And of course, we do have very, very nice 3 or 4-star family-owned hotels. These are smaller but also very beautiful because they also tell the history of Baden-Baden. And many, as myself included, many people were coming back after experiencing the world. We have people coming from the USA back to Baden-Baden. We have people coming from different areas and parts of the world to just come back to Baden-Baden because they say it's just the most beautiful city for them.
It sounds like I mean, as I say, I really must plead to be ignorant because I really didn't know much about your city, and you've really sold to me the wonders of what it is. So, what about we've discussed the wellness side, we've discussed the historical side a bit, and we know the transportation. What about those that like a little bit of adventure? Is there any sort of activities, adventure type activities that they can get to from the town, or does that exist? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yes, definitely. It's a very good point. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Wesley. We are not only surrounded by the Black Forest, where you can go hiking, where you can go biking, where you can just enjoy the nature, but we also do have a very nice thing or special way to get above the city. And this is our Merkurbergbahn. It's our funicular railway. And with that, you can steeply get up to the summit of the Merkur Mountain, and from that you have the most beautiful view over Baden-Baden. As the little railway climbs, the view becomes increasingly spectacular, and it's one of the oldest funicular railways in Germany, and it's really beautiful. And if you're up for more exciting experiences, there's also the possibility to paraglide on that mountain. So we do have a very beautiful thing on the top of the city.
Do you have a like a mountain bike tracks and cycle tracks around the city and stuff like that? Because I'm assuming if you're in a mountainous area as well as the Black Forest, it must be popular for cyclists.
Yeah, that's true. So very beautiful thing about Baden-Baden is that you can, in the evening, you can walk around with high heels, you can go to all the festivals, you can go into the casino. I really have to tell you about the casino
Yes,
later on.
do tell us
But
about that.
then on another day, you can just change from high heels to bike hiking boots and to your bicycle, and then just get around the area with your bike, with the boots. It's really beautiful. We have a lot of trails in the Black Forest, and you can just enjoy nature and do your sports.
Okay. Do you have any rivers, any streams that come through the city, or?
Yeah, actually, through the city, there's one river flowing. It's called Oos. And right next to the Oos, there's the Lichtenthaler Avenue. So you just walk along the water. And that's also very beautiful because currently, when it was very hot the last weeks, I think it was hot all over the world, we had the river right in the city center. So it was, and we were surrounded by the hills of the Black Forest. So it was not so hot in Baden-Baden. That's what also people like, that it escape from the cities where you can flee from the heat because it's just unbearable.
So do you have do people go kayaking? Do they go canoeing on the river as well? Or is it not that type of?
No, that's not allowed. No,
Okay,
you
not
can
allowed. Oh wow.
not allowed. Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
wow.
a very small river. We want to protect Baden-Baden a little
Yeah,
bit
no, that's great.
because
That's why I was asking. You know, this is really interesting because there might be listeners that are thinking, oh, that's really good. I want to go there and do that. And that's fantastic. So you basically said no to that. That's good.
I mean, if you really want to experience and have a lot of fun, also with your family, we're just 1 hour away from the very famous and beautiful Europa Park. It's a resort park. It's the most beautiful, and it has just been renamed as the most or the best attraction park in Germany. And it's just 1 hour drive with the car. And there you
Wow.
can do everything you just named.
Wow. Brilliant. Okay, I'm going to ask a question now that Dan will really enjoy this question because he's a bit of a foodie man. So tell us about the before we get onto the casino, because I know you want to talk about the casino, but tell us about the cuisine in the food and the wine and the drinks. Is there a cultural particular food that's famous in Baden-Baden, or is it or is it more of just the region? And what is that? Just so that listeners can understand.
In general, we do have very good food in Baden-Baden, because we have been influenced not only from the Black Forest with the Black Forest cake we already talked about, but also from the French border. So if you come to Baden-Baden, you can enjoy international food, international cuisine, whatever you would like. Of course, you have to try the Flammkuchen, which is flatbread and really famous more in France, but also we do have many famous restaurants offering Flammkuchen. You should definitely try that.
And what about drinks, Lisa? Vineyards and wineries and stuff. Are there plenty in Baden-Baden?
Yes, we are surrounded by the area called Rebland, and they offer, or we have there many small wineries offering local wine and very good food. So whenever you come here to Baden-Baden, you definitely have to try the famous wine called Riesling, which is a white wine, you might know it, or also the red wine, which is called Spätburgunder. So we do have many different wines here, and I think just the charm of the city and the surrounding area is that the wineries are family run. They're very small, and they also tell the history of the region. It's
Super.
beautiful.
So do you
Yeah.
have I'm assuming you might have little wine tours and that, do you, in the area? Or
Yes. Yes.
okay,
Yeah.
well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've been desperate to tell us about this casino. So tell us about this casino then.
Yes, thank you so much. So the casino is actually the most important thing you have to go to Baden-Baden, because Marlene Dietrich, as I said before, Marlene Dietrich was in Baden-Baden, and she said the casino in Baden-Baden is the most beautiful casino in the world. And
Wow.
a casino really tells the story of Baden-Baden. It's right in the city center. You can walk there, and people love to come there not only for gambling, but to enjoy good food in the restaurant, to enjoy a club night in a famous casino club, but to also just watch and see how people act through gambling, poker, roulette, you name it, we have it. So there are very
Super.
nice evenings you can spend in the casino in Baden-Baden.
Are you ready to explore the world a little differently? With Pure One Travel, adults-only adventures meet style. Discover unforgettable journeys, small group experiences, and incredible destinations designed for curious travelers like you. From hidden cultural gems to breathtaking landscapes, every trip is carefully crafted to inspire your next great story. Travel deeper, travel smarter, travel with purpose. Visit pureonetravel.com today. Pure One Travel, adventures with a touch of style.
Now, Lisa, you and I have been having a great chat, but our other co-host Dan has been sitting very quietly, getting frustrated with his two or three questions he's desperate to ask. So I think I'll pass over to you for once, Dan, to actually ask something.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Very kind of you indeed. And lovely to speak to you again. It's been a little while. Lovely to see you again,
Oh, 36 minutes.
Lisa. Thank you, Ben.
So yeah, just a question really. So my hometown, I'm from a place called Swindon, and it was basically founded around the Great Western Railway. It started off with huge factories, railway works, and obviously they've all closed now, but that's a huge heritage of the existence of the town. So what was the main kind of industry previously, and what is the main industry now? What keeps the lights on when the tourists are not there, for example? What is the industry of Baden-Baden?
Yeah, so that's actually a question I get a lot, because Baden-Baden has always been into international tourism. There were always coming people from all over the world. There were many people from Russia coming into Baden-Baden, but also now from many other destinations. People from Spain love to come to Baden-Baden and enjoy La Selva Negra, the Black Forest in Spanish. So that what is making Baden-Baden so special, that people from all over the world come to Baden-Baden, and that's what Baden-Baden is also reliable. So we do have many hotels, many restaurants, and the tourism is just what makes Baden-Baden alive. Of course, we have many nice stores and also some boutiques in the city center. So if you want to come shopping in Baden-Baden, you can do that. And we do have in the surrounding area some factories. Like some car factories and some others. I mean, everyone knows the German cars, right? So this is also in the surrounding area. But in Baden-Baden, as the city is so small, we mostly have tourism.
I love German cars. I've got a Mercedes myself, best cars in my opinion.
Perfect.
I'd always stick to
Perfect.
German, always Mercedes. So last question, just on the topic of the town and kind of the industry. So you go to a lot of places, you go to Weston-super-Mare and you leave with a stick of rock. You go to Paris and there's always these little souvenirs that you take from a particular town. If you could take one souvenir away from Baden-Baden, what would it be?
Oh, wow. That's a very good question. So, I would say in the surrounding area, especially in the Black Forest, if you take a souvenir with you, you have to take the cuckoo clock. I don't know if you've
Okay,
heard
cool.
about it. So that's a very special thing, especially for the area of the Black Forest. It's not so special about Baden-Baden because Baden-Baden is a very special city within the Black Forest. But for the area of the Black Forest, you definitely have to try the Black Forest cake and take a cuckoo clock with you.
Cool, brilliant, great answer. Thank you very much. So yeah, Wesley, any other questions from yourself?
No, I'm kind of sold on it, really, to be honest. I think it's a fantastic destination, and I guess I do have one other question. Is it a destination that is more visited for 3 or 4 nights or 2 or 3 nights than it is for 7 or 10 nights? What would you recommend that to keep visitors coming back? Is it more of a place that you should look at it for a 3 or 4 night sort of stay as opposed to a longer duration, or part of a maybe a trip that you're doing if you're driving around? I was just intrigued as to how you see, Baden-Baden sitting, as whether it's more of a long or a sort of escape city.
So, in general, for a trip to Baden-Baden, I would always recommend and say don't rush. Baden-Baden is a place to slow down. So, just take your time, enjoy the city, give yourself at least 2 or 3 nights, and start, for example, with an evening at the Friedrichsbad, at the spa, or at the casino. And then just see what you're up for, what you would like to see else in Baden-Baden. Walk along the Lichtenthaler Allee. Explore the old town, have good lunch, try the wine. But if you're then also satisfied after 2 or 3 nights, I mean, you can always stay longer in Baden-Baden. You definitely should come again and do it all again and just enjoy the good life. But of course, if you want to just see the surrounding area, the Black Forest, maybe go to as we are very close to France and to Switzerland, just make a whole, I would say, Europe trip around it and just enjoy our area. And I
That's
think
great.
Baden-Baden is the best base for
Yeah,
that.
no, it sounds ideal, and what you've said there to me, it sounds perfect. I mean, the take I take from that is a 3 or 4 night stay is great, but don't make that the only stay you do. Make it the start of your regular returns to it, and look at it as a place to relax and enjoy culture, food, and relaxation. As opposed to a fast moving destination. So that's what I take from what you just said there, which is fantastic. Or indeed include it in a 3 country stop: France, Germany, and Switzerland, all in a triangle would be another great way to do it.
So what would be the best time to visit? Like you said, there's so many great things. The hiking through the forest, obviously in the summer and the spring, and then you've got the Christmas markets in the winter. If you could only come for a certain period of time in the year, when's the best time? When would you
I'm
choose to
going to
come?
answer this before Lisa, because I'm going to guess it'll be September, October, but I might be wrong.
Okay, well, let's see. Great guess.
That's a very great guess. It really depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for the Baden-Baden with a lot of people, with a lot of festivals, with enjoying the nightlife, maybe going to a racehorse, maybe we do have on the weekend, this weekend we do have our vintage car meeting, which is every year. If you want to go to our festivals, you should definitely come in summer. If you don't want to come on the festivals, if you want to enjoy the quietness and just the city, have good food and just enjoy your time, maybe also with the family, then you can also come in September, October, maybe also in the off season, January, February. I mean, in every season, Baden-Baden has to offer something.
Cool,
Super.
fantastic.
Nice.
That's been absolutely brilliant. And last thing, just for our listeners, what's the website that they can go to look up for more information? What's your organization's website that they can go to?
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty easy. You just type in baden-baden.com. That's where you all get the information about Baden-Baden. If you don't find it, then of course you can also call us. We are very happy to answer all of your questions. Write us an email, and then just we'll be ha very happy to greet you here in Baden-Baden and to show you where the good life is.
Yeah,
That's absolutely brilliant.
we'll also put the link on the description of
Thank
the
you.
podcast as well, so it's available to everyone to have a look at as well. This is good
Perfect.
news. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So, yeah, the only thing I've got left to do is then, yeah, close off the show for today. And just want to say thank you so much to Wesley Baker, obviously Pure One Group CEO, and for the amazing questions that you've asked today. And it's taught me a hell of a lot. I've really enjoyed this chat. And thank you so much again to Lisa Gunter from Baden-Baden Tourism. You've sold it to me. I think one of our next driving holidays is going to have to be coming to you. So I will look forward to that. So, and I hope all of our listeners have enjoyed today's show. If you go to purevacations.com, there's lots of more information, inspiring travel articles, and all of our podcasts there. Please subscribe. Without you subscribing, with the podcast wouldn't be here. So really appreciate you taking the time to listen to us all today, and just want to say thank you so much. So have a lovely, wonderful rest of your day, have a lovely rest of your week, and we look forward to speaking to you all very soon on the next Pure Vacations podcast. Thanks so much, and bye-bye.
As the sun sets on another journey, we fold our maps, pack our memories, and get ready for the next adventure. Every voyage may come to an end, but the stories, they linger, resonating in our hearts. Remember, every destination is a doorway to a new experience, a new story. Keep exploring and keep dreaming. This has been Pure Vacations with your hosts, Wesley Baker and Dan Pratt. Until next time, let your heart wander and your feet will follow.